Easter celebrates the single most important event in the history of the world, the resurrection of Jesus Christ. Before the resurrection came a week of events that set the stage for Jesus to be crucified, a week known as Holy Week. Many of these events were prophesied hundreds of years earlier, and those prophecies are recorded in the Old Testament. For example, King David foresaw Judas' betrayal of Jesus. Zechariah predicted crowds welcoming Jesus as he rode a colt into Jerusalem. And Isaiah prophesied that same crowd's change of heart just a few days later, as Franklin Graham recounts here.
And then here comes the mob and Judas. They have clubs and swords and they got their torches. And Jesus says, "Am I leading a rebellion that you come after me with clubs and swords?"
From there, says Franklin, events started unfolding pretty quickly, with Jesus going before a Jewish tribunal and then before the Roman ruler, Pilate.
When they took Jesus to Pilate, it was early in the morning, about 6 o'clock, about daybreak. When Pilate agrees to crucify him, it is now 9 o'clock. He's arrested probably about 10, 11 o'clock in the evening. 6 o'clock, he's before Pilate. 9 o'clock, they're nailing him to the cross.
About 6 hours later, at around 3 o'clock Friday afternoon, Jesus cries out to God and dies. But on Sunday morning, he's resurrected, raised from the dead. His body is no longer in the tomb, and that's been a problem for anyone who wants to deny that Jesus is the risen Son of God.
There's a liberal professor who once said the resurrection wasn't of the same importance as we see it, and really looked at it as a non-bodily resurrection because it proclaimed the body of Jesus lies silent and lifeless in a Syrian grave, but his deathless spirit goes marching on. Well, that may sound good, but that's garbage, because if that's true, and Paul says we're still in our sins and we're to, of all people, be pitied. Because Christ's resurrection is the proof of Christianity. Christianity rises or falls with that resurrection.
That's Gary Cobb, Director of Training for the Billy Graham Evangelistic Association. He refers back to some of those ancient prophecies that told about Jesus coming and about the events that took place during Holy Week.
Those prophecies, many of them, were fulfilled not by Jesus' friends, by his enemies. Not by those who wanted to see him proved to be the Messiah, but those who did not want him to be proven to be the Messiah. And so all these different theories have been floated, but as people check into it, they find that the biblical narrative and what history tells us about it and missing body and all the rest of it is an incredible proof of his resurrection.
Gary adds that one of the most compelling arguments for the reality of the resurrection comes from Christ's original disciples. They knew firsthand whether the resurrection of Christ really happened or if it was all a lie, and they all died for what they knew to be true.
All these people died martyrs' death. And so here's the thing. You may die for something that you don't know is a lie. You're just deceived. You don't know any better, and you may die for that. But nobody dies for something that they know is a lie.
The reality of the resurrection, says Franklin Graham, means that each one of us can know that God will forgive our sins when we call upon his Son, Jesus Christ.
And our Lord Jesus came out of the grave, and he's alive. Easter, what a wonderful story of the Lord Jesus taking our sins and suffering in our place, dying on the cross, and coming out triumphant, alive.
To learn more about the resurrection of Jesus Christ and the hope it can offer you, go to the top of this page and click on Grow Your Faith. I'm Mike McLean.